Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Someone pointed a gun at cops early this morning in the Bronx, and it didn't end well for that suspect. He was shot and taken to the hospital in critical condition. Here's NYPD Chief of Patrol Fausto Pichardo.
The officers approached a male who was holding a weapon in his hand. The officers ordered the suspect to show them his hands when he pointed the weapon towards the officers. Two uniformed officers discharged their weapons, striking the suspect in the torso.
This happened along East 167th Street in the Morsania section of the Bronx. The officers were not hurt, and once that suspect was down, they were able to grab the gun, which turned out to be a fake. The encounter was captured on body camera, and the investigation is ongoing. As of today, as many as 80,000 people living in the country illegally will be able to get a New York State driver's license. We get the details from WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Opponents say the measure extends privileges to those currently breaking the law. Supporters say roads will be safer. The green light law is now in effect in New York, allowing undocumented immigrants to apply for a standard driver's license, taking the same written and road test as everyone else. Patrick Young with the New York State Immigration Coalition says it comes with several benefits, among them.
It will take away any impetus for people to leave scenes of accidents because they may be afraid that the police will arrest them and turn them over to ICE.
He points to Suffolk County as an example.
One of the leading reasons why it has more deportations than any other part of New York State is that the police there have in the past arrested people for driving without a license.
Applicants can present a foreign passport or driver's license. The law requires those records to be destroyed in an effort to hinder any enforcement from the Trump administration. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
As the investigation continues into Tuesday's deadly shooting in Jersey City, Mayor Steve Phillips says it is clear to him the attack could have been much worse. He says the fact officers responded so quickly may have helped avoid what he called another Sandy Hook. The kosher grocery store was attached to a yeshiva. There were at least 50 kids inside at the time. He says Phillips does. Surveillance video shows the two suspects going to the yeshiva first before turning into the store. Phillips has been outspoken about this shooting and quick to call it an anti-Semitic attack. For now, the FBI Newark office, which is leading the investigation, has not offered the same conclusions as Phillips, instead saying the mayor is free to speculate while they review the evidence. The two suspects who shot up that grocery store, they're also believed to have killed a livery driver in Bayonne days before the attack. 34-year-old Michael Rumberger was found in the trunk of his taxi. Rumberger's stepfather, Danny Wenzel, spoke to CBS 2.
Mike, my stepson, picked up these two suspects in Hudson Mall, which is not too far from here. They requested a ride to a moving company in Bayonne.
He says investigators told the family their surveillance video of his stepson with his two passengers outside his cab in a struggle. Rumberger leaves behind two daughters. His funeral is set for tomorrow. Now with the WCBS Exergen weather forecast, meteorologist Bill Dager, hard to see out there with all the fog.
Yeah, Kevin, a little foggy this morning. Still a little bit of rain out there as well. Not the soaking rain we saw last night. Nearly 2 inches of rain in many spots. But going forward today, just light intermittent rain expected here this morning. May even catch a break into the early afternoon before more showers return late in the day and early tonight. It will be breezy and milder. High 57 today. Overnight tonight, drying out. The wind picking up. Low 42. Tomorrow, dry, very windy with partial sunshine. High 47. Our next storm already moving in on Monday, a colder day out ahead of it, high 38, so we do expect the storm to start as a period of snow or sleet in the afternoon. Could be a small accumulation and a tricky Monday evening commute before a change over to rain. Tuesday, that rain tapers off, sunshine late in the day possible, high 43, and partly sunny, blustery, and colder again Wednesday, high 37.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.